This week's dry bean scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. Joining this week's program is Northwest Minnesota agronomist Scott Edgar, who owns North Star Ag. And Scott, what's your take on the dry conditions?
When it's this dry, they don't want to have the field blow, so they would like to see a little rain before they really plant it, and they have a little time to plant yet, so they're being very patient, most of these guys.
So on that note, are some of the farming practices going to be a little bit different?
There's going to be a lot of scratching the soil so they can keep some moisture in the seed bed, enough to germinate the seed. And most crops, almost all crops, really don't take any moisture till middle of June. And I mean, they can survive pretty easy on minimum moisture when they're young. Typically, when you plant in dry soil, you get nice root development. If you get wet after you have a nice root development, it's a lot better for the crop.
And that's been this week's dry bean scene.